Yeah, my name's Stuart, as she said, and I asked her to put this mic on here because I know I'd be nervous when I don't want to be keep hitting myself with the microphone. But yeah, I'm housekeeper at Bond Secure. Sisters of Bond Secure. And when I first got the job, they told me that I needed a GED. Something that I didn't have, something I wasn't worried about, something I wasn't concerned about. I had been out of school for many years. I left school when I was in the eighth grade. Went home and told my grandmother I didn't want to go to school no more because it didn't feel right when the teacher called on me and I didn't know nothing. My grandmother said, well, you ain't got to go to school, but you're going out of here. And later on that day when I came back in the house, she said, we need to talk. And she asked me why I didn't want to go to school no more. And I told her, it didn't feel right when the teacher called on you and you didn't know what she was talking about. I was in eighth grade. I had never failed. Couldn't read, write, and could barely say my ABCs. I asked my grandmother, I said, what was their school doing? Was they passing me for attendance? Because I went every day. And I had friends that used to hook school. Come on, man, we're going to hook school. I don't know why. Hooking school wasn't my thing. I always wanted to go. I don't know. But my two friends, they could read fine. They went on to college. But the job that I got at Bond Secure required, like I say, I had my GED. So when I got there, I told my cousin Annette, I said, I got to find some place to go. And she said, I got somewhere. And she gave me the address to the Adult Learning Center. And I set up an appointment to go get tested. And we're in the room waiting to get tested, and they're handing the paper out. And I raised my hand, and I told the guy, I said, well, I don't know how I'm doing this test because I can't read. He said, well, do your best. I said, well, okay. I was the first one to finish on the test, and I handed it to him. And he told me, hold on, because they got to assign me to the test, you know. And he said, we're going to have problems out of you. I said, excuse me? He said, we're going to have problems out of you. He said, you told me you can't read or write. You're the first one finished with everything right in the book. Right then and there, I knew that was my high power, who I choose to call God. Got an Adult Learning Center and basics. Today I'm in a pre-GED class. And you know, it's in a classroom, it's like I just don't learn from the teachers. I learn from other students as well. Because I feel like all of us in the same boat, and if they can do it, I can do it. And I try not to put nothing negative in my life today. I try to keep everything on a positive and up note, knowing that life is a journey. And I have to take it one day at a time. As long as I keep walking in faith, I'm going to be all right. I have two jobs now. I also drive a street sweeper. And I don't know, it's like where one door closed, another one opened. I say I wanted to be a homeowner. I own a home. I don't live in it. No, but Mont sold me a house, and I re-renovated. Now I rent it out. But I tell myself, even on my journey to get this GED, sometime I might get discouraged. but I can't give up because I know that somebody opened the door for me to get in that class. They got volunteers, tutors that comes in, teach me, you know, words, help me read better. And it's like the staff, Kathleen and Regina, as well as other staff members, they come into class and help you too. If it's something you don't know, you're going to... So for all y'all out there that's involved in this program in any way, fashion, and form, I appreciate you. I really appreciate you. And for everybody here tonight, if nobody told you today, love you today, still do. Thank you.